Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Our series, That Was a Hit, is all about unlikely songs that have somehow made it to the top of the charts. And our subject today is not just one surprise hit, but three versions of it in three different countries that battled it out for chart supremacy. I'm joined in the studio once again by Mario Correa, writer and regular contributor for Entertainment Weekly Live on Sirius XM. Mario, welcome back.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So our story begins in Austria.
It does. It does. It begins in Austria in 1981, and that's the year that a songwriter named Robert Pongare writes a song for an Austrian pop star who rejects it. So he takes this song and finds himself an Austrian rapper, as one is prone to do, named Falco. And Falco at that time was totally unknown. He was just starting out. He's this white rapper. And he takes this song written by Robert Pongare and basically changes the lyrics, makes it much edgier. And they call this song Der Kommissar, or The Commissioner. And in Falco's reworked version, it's the story essentially of a cop going after drug fiends, coke user and her dealer, in effect. And this becomes, in the way I guess that German language things do, just a perfect subject for a pop song. It becomes a huge hit in Austria and in Germany.
And it has this kind of interesting blend of kind of street German, English, you know?
Right, exactly. And in fact, it's funny because the English is the parts where the dealer and the user talk. Everything else is in German, but apparently like the sort of the drug personnel should be English speakers, I guess, in pop.
So listen to his, this is some of the original version by the Austrian rapper Falco of the song Der Kommissar. That is Falco, the Austrian rapper, 1981.
81, that's right. I don't know if our listeners heard you rapping in German, but here I heard you following the song. I had no idea you were so talented.
I loved this song when it came out. There's just enough English in it to keep English-speaking listeners coming back for more. I have to say, the German here is not German. It's Austrian.
Austrians take on German. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. It's like, you know, in German, don't turn around would be Dreh dich nicht um. Instead,
oh,
it becomes,
you speak German?
It becomes Dreh dich nicht um. You know, it's just, and it's really kind of, as I said before, very street kind
right,
of.
Right, right.
Lots of slang
yep,
and stuff.
Yep, yep. And in fact, the inclusion of the English was very purposeful, as you said, because he very much wanted to break into the U.S. market. And the song was released in 81 in the U.S., and it went nowhere. And you got to remember that 81 was pop culturally a very different time,
yeah,
here, right? So
yeah.
You've got like On Golden Pond is the top movie at the movie theater. And, you know, Luke and Laura have just gotten married on General Hospital. So this idea of like an Austrian rapping about drug fiends is
now,
just
see,
not
good. I have no idea what you're talking about with Luke and Laura and Golden Pond. But this song, I was seriously
hilarious.
Into. And
yeah.
On, you know, remember modern rock as a
yeah.
radio format?
Yeah.
You know, there was a station here just outside of New York, WLIR, that used to play this song and that phrase, alles klar, you know, literally everything clear or
yep.
you got that or
yep.
okay.
that became sort of a thing.
You know,
people knew what Alles Klar meant.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, Alles Klar, Der Kommissar. And in fact, they played it a little bit later because of this reason, which is that Falco, wanting to break into the U.S. market, apparently encouraged English-speaking acts to re-record the song because now he was credited as a co-writer on the song. Mm. He changed the original and in fact, was co-credited. So a U.K. band that hadn't had much success, either really in the U.K. or anywhere else, really, called After the Fire, re-recorded it. They added English lyrics. They retained a couple of the German lyrics and that, and the feel of the song, for sure. But they did a fairly, respectful translation,
yeah.
And sang it in English. And lo and behold, they would eventually go on to have a big hit with their version.
This is After the Fire with Der Kommissar.
But it's not that I don't care, so, 'cause I hear it all the time, but they never let you know on the TV and the radio. She was young, her heart was pure, but every night is bright she got. She said sugar sweet, she got me rapping to the beat. Then I knew that she was hot. She was singing, don't turn around, uh-oh. The commissar's in town, uh-oh. You and his eye, and you know why. The more you live, the faster you will die.
Alles Klar, Herr Kommissar. So here, Mario, we have just the opposite. Just enough German to remind you of the original, but mainly for English speakers.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because the original Falco version began in English.
Right.
You know, so he kicks off with, check it out, Joe, and then 2, 3, 4, and then he goes mm-hmm. into German. And then After the Fire version in English starts with German. In fact, why don't you do the German?
The zwei, drei.
Okay.
The counting, yeah.
Perfect.
It's just counting it in.
Yeah, and then starts singing in English. So they just had enough of the feel of the original to sort of remind folks of what it was about. But funny enough, before that song, the After the Fire version, became popular, something else was going on, which made the whole thing very confusing. And that is that...
More confusing than an Austrian rapper who's bubbling under the surface and this unknown UK band having a hit with the same song?
Oh, absolutely, because that unknown UK band, After the Fire, in fact, released the song, and it was not a hit. It flopped. And so the band, which had a lot of internal dissension and a lot of issues internally, broke up. They announced in concert in December of 1982 that they were breaking up. This is before the single became a hit. They just announced that they were breaking up. At the same time, Laura Branigan, who I was a big fan of, this is my world. Welcome to my world, the world of Laura Branigan, was recording her second album, Branigan 2. And she was just off the heels of her huge international hit, Gloria.
Gloria.
And she had a German producer at the time named Jack White, or I call him the other Jack White.
Uh-huh.
And he, being German, had heard the Falco version and thought, hey, this can be a great pop hit.
For Laura Branigan.
Because remember, the After the Fire version is not existent yet.
Right, okay.
So Jack White says, we're going to record this song in English. We're going to completely do a different translation. It's not going to be about basically cocaine and running from the law. It's going to be about a woman who turns the tables on a player, basically. And so for Laura Branigan's second album, they record a version called Deep in the Dark, a completely sort of rethought version of the original Falco song.
So completely different set of lyrics.
Completely. The only similarities that she also retained the
check it out, Joe. Yeah.
And then you hear the cha-cha-cha.
All right, this is Laura Branigan and her song Deep in the Dark.
Check it out, Joe. I'll tell you a secret if you know where to keep it and you promise not to tell. Got a tale or two about a girl that you could have sworn you knew so well. It was years ago, though it sounds like yesterday. You came on strong, and she gave it all away. Yeah, an angel's face, a fighter's grace, and an ace hidden up his sleeve. But never mind, 'cause love is blind and she needs.
needed to believe.
So there is no mention of commissars, no mention of anything that's in the original Falco version of Der Kommissar.
Right.
Mario Correa is with us on another edition of That Was a Hit, our series about unlikely and improbable songs that make it to the charts. So far, Mario, we have the Austrian original that, you know, as mentioned, gets some play on modern rock radio right here in the States. We have an After the Fire version sung in English that flops.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this Laura Branigan who should never, ever rap.
Really? I will defend the late, great Laura Branigan.
No.
Oh, I was actually happy with her rap.
All right. But how did this do?
So they were getting ready to release it. It would have been a massive international hit, you would think.
Says you.
Says I, and Jack White, our producer. And so, in fact, the single is pressed. It's ready for release in the UK, where it would be the first single from Branigan 2. And all of a sudden, this version of Der Kommissar by After the Fire that had flopped starts gaining traction on the U.S. charts, mainly because of a video that was interesting, kind of caught fire on MTV. So literally like weeks before this single, Deep in the Dark, supposed to be released as Laura Branigan's first single, the After the Fire version becomes a hit, and her record company is like, uh-oh. So instead, they decide to release Solitaire, which is another European song, by the way, by a French singer, Martine Clemenceau, that they reworked in English. So Laura Branigan has definitely got a system there.
Mm.
So she releases Solitaire.
I still remember how much I used to need you.
However, she'd already had the promo single After Deep in the Dark in some markets. So there she was, essentially singing Deep in the Dark while she was promoting the album.
Check it out, Joe.
While the Falco version, because of the interest in the After the Fire version, starts rising up the charts. And so you've got basically then Falco's version competing with After the Fire's version on the charts. And then Laura Branigan singing Deep in the Dark while promoting the album overseas. So basically there's utter confusion about this sort of Der Kommissar pileup.
And pile up is actually not a bad way to put it, because in some markets, and I'm thinking specifically of Australia,
yeah,
something hilarious happens on Australian television.
Now, this is really a hilarious moment, and this is why you've got to love YouTube, because you can still find these moments, and they still live. There's an Australian countdown show that's hosted by a man who sort of looks like he comes out of an Australia theme park. He's got the Crocodile Dundee
hat. Yeah.
And he's wearing a coat that makes him look sort of like Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, you know? And he's invited Laura Branigan to co-host with him and tries to introduce the various versions of the songs that are out there and completely muddies it up.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And what about your version of Deep in the Night? You recorded that 6 months ago or
something, didn't you?
Deep
right?
in the Dark.
Yeah, I recorded it right after. Didn't you just make a mistake?
I think I did.
Falco's in the top ten.
Falco's
right?
in the top ten and not
Falco's
After the Fire,
in the top
right?
10.
Oh, and, well, there you go. So it's Falco beating After the Fire, everybody, right?
That's go on. Right. My Deep in the Dark was recorded right before After the Fire did it.
Right.
And we had heard their demo and we thought maybe they weren't sure if they were going to get a deal or something, but they got one and it went.
Now listen, have you ever met...
So that is Laura Branigan, the late Laura Branigan,
right.
on Countdown Australia in May 1983, where the host is having trouble keeping track of which version is on the charts. He starts the broadcast saying After the Fire's version is beating Falco,
right.
and then Laura Branigan corrects him. This is after Laura Branigan has popped through the green screen
exactly.
that they're playing the videos
yes.
on, so she can do her live lip sync thing.
Yes, yes. They played the Falco version first, then they play the video, that is. Then they played the video for After the Fire, and then she busts through a green screen to sing her version. It's very dramatic. Oh, you know, and I, as a red-blooded American teenager in Bethesda, Maryland, sitting there listening to my Laura Branigan records, thought she could do no wrong. But now, in hindsight, I do wonder. But what's interesting is that this is all from a period of time when record companies really could segment the markets, right?
So this could not happen today, could it?
Exactly. So in the pre-internet era, you actually could say, okay, we're going to release this first in that market and then that. And singers like Laura Branigan, she wasn't the first, although she was one of the most successful to do this, would take hits that had been hits overseas, introduce them in other markets, the U.S., and do, you know, big stuff with them. Now, of course, with the internet, you know, once it's out there, it's out there. Everyone hears it. Psy has a, you know, hit in the U.S. with his Korean, you know. So so it's sort of a relic of a bygone era.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite version?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Should I give you the what you want to hear, or should I tell you my honest?
Just give me the honest answer, and then I will correct you after.
You know what's funny? I really appreciate the Falco original. I think the After the Fire version has a lot of new wave fun that I just, you know, really brings me back that era. But I will always have a soft spot in my heart for the late great Laura Branigan, and I give her props for doing the rap, John, even though I think it's going to give me my cool factor is going to fall by 1,000% in your eyes. So.
Check it out, Joe.
Deep in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Thunder in her heart.
Uh-oh. She told you every single lie she swore. She'd never heard before.
All right, now, Laura Branigan, tragically died. She was not even 50.
No.
Falco was somewhere around 40 when he died.
Yeah, they
and
both
after
died
the
early.
Fire, so none of them, you know, in the long term did very well. You know, the story ends tragically pretty much for everybody here.
It does, in fact. You know, Falco died tragically, Laura Branigan in her early death as well, as you mentioned. And After the Fire, they had broken up by the time the song was a hit. CBS Records tried to get them to basically, you know, get back together, and they would not. So,
but before all this happens, we do hear again from Falco at one point.
Absolutely. He has a huge global number one hit with Rock Me Amadeus, another very unlikely hit.
I was just going to say, we have to do a That Was a Hit hit for this song at some point down the road, but we've been looking at Falco's earlier hit, Der Kommissar. Mario Correa writes and contributes to Entertainment Weekly Live on Sirius XM. Mario, a lot of fun. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up.